Welcome to Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science, Unit 6, Databases and SQL. In this unit, we'll go over the purpose of databases, we'll define what a relational database is, we'll describe querying language SQL, and we'll design a simple database using what we've learned, and we'll normalize that database, and we'll define the basic data operations for databases and how to implement them in SQL, and we'll create a simple querying statements that are commonly used. In this first topic, we'll be defining and describing the purpose of databases, and we'll start out by looking at how data was stored prior to the advent of databases. We'll also be looking at current other ways currently used for storing data, and we'll be looking at, in particular, databases in use today and what their purpose, what they're used for, and database hierarchy and terminology, and we'll be looking at something called a deletion anomaly, which will come up when we talk about the purpose of a database. Data prior to databases was primarily stored on disk files. The problem with disk files is that they repeated data. You might have customer information on a file that you call customer file, and then you'd have another file that maybe had the mailing labels for shipments of transactions, and in there you'd have the customer information as well, such as the address and phone number perhaps, but primarily the address would be repeated in both of those files. And this would happen quite often, that you'd have the address of a customer repeated multiple times over multiple files. And if the address changed, you'd have to make changes to all those different files. In a database, only the key data is repeated in a database. So it's much repetition of data and repetition of its storage is greatly reduced. So as I just said, the changing of data in a disk file situation is complicated because if you have a change of address, you have to do it in multiple places. In a database, you only usually have to do that. The data is kept in one place, so you only make one change, and it's changed for everywhere in the system. Security used to be a bigger problem with disk files. It's not such a big problem with databases. It's more secure. Conflicting data storage was relatively high because you had those multiple occurrences of stored data, and they could get out of sync with one another. Within a database, since you have one location for a piece of data, conflicting data is extremely rare. Disk files had other problems as well. Let's say you had a file that you stored information about an ambulance company or ambulance companies, and at each ambulance company you had information about a contact person with their phone number, and you also had on the same file information about the ambulance company itself, its address, how many ambulances it had, etc. And you found out that a person at a particular ambulance company had left the company, was no longer there, and that was your contact person. So you need to delete the contact person. But in so doing, on a disk file, deleting that record, you'd also be deleting the information about the ambulance company itself. So databases have a way of solving this problem where you can delete the contact person without deleting the ambulance company information until you find out who the new contact person is. Also, when you add to this same file a new ambulance company, it may be that the required fields for the contact person will prevent you from adding the information about the ambulance company because you don't have the name of the person or their phone number yet. Databases allow you to add the information about the ambulance without the contact person information. Still more problems with disk file storage include such things as the fact that you may not need all of the data that was on the record in the disk file, but if you were going to read a record from a disk file, you had to read all of that data in. There was no way to read part of it in. And I/O is the slowest thing the computer does, so it would slow things down to read in data that you didn't need. Whereas in a database, you selectively input what you need from the database. Special programming was often required for processing the disk file data. And in database, requires less special coding. In addition to disk files, we currently have a couple of other ways of storing data. Arrays are used in programming and store small amounts of repetitive type data. The difference here is that databases can store large amounts of repetitive type data, so they're a vast improvement for warehousing data. And then spreadsheets store data that the problem here with spreadsheets is that the data is all visible on the spreadsheet all the time. And with databases, the data is not visible all the time, doesn't have to be. Therefore, the main conclusion of all this discussion about disk files and arrays and spreadsheets is that databases are a powerful way to store data. They have a very definite place in storing of data today and are in wide use. Spreadsheets share some of the same problems that disk files have. Here's a spreadsheet for a business application where we have information about a person, an employee at a particular company. We have the employee information, their social security number, last and first name, and their email. And we also have company information, the company name, street, city, state, zip, and phone. If you were to delete, say, the third line down, for Amboy Construction, and in particular this person that works there were to quit and leave, we'd want to delete that information. But at the same time we delete that row, we would also be deleting the information about Amboy Construction, because there's no other record in the spreadsheet that has Amboy Construction information. So this is what we call a deletion anomaly, and we'll take a look at how we might resolve deletion anomalies in a minute. But it does share the same problem that with a disk file, if you deleted a record out of a disk file, you'd be deleting, as we talked about before, contact information and company information. The purposes of a database are to accept data, be able to store that data in a repetitive fashion, be able to give back that data when someone needs it, and also to provide some level of security internal in the database so that if somebody were to break into the database, their access to the data and their ability to manipulate data within the database would be limited. It will be helpful to have some understanding of database terminology and an understanding of the basic components of a database. The diagram shows the terminology that is used in the hierarchy of database components. A database is made up of tables or files. Tables can be thought of as being like spreadsheets with rows or tuples and columns or attributes. Each layer of the diagram holds synonyms for the component of the database. For example, if the table held data about nurses at a hospital, a row in the table might be about one nurse, and the information about the nurse would be stored in columns. The nurse might include the nurse's name, their employee number, what shift they were working, and which floor station they had been assigned to. The row can be alternatively called a tuple, and the column can be called an attribute. Taking all the rows of the table together, you would have all the attribute information about all the nurses at the hospital. A deletion anomaly is when data is deleted inadvertently as you delete other data. In the spreadsheet, there is data stored about patients and their insurance. If we need to delete data about a patient, we would delete a row. But in so doing, we will also be deleting data about the insurance company. In some situations, it might be necessary to keep the insurance information. In a database, the information about the insurance company would be kept in a separate table, as the diagram at the bottom indicates. So information about a particular patient can be deleted from the table on the left, while leaving the information about an insurance company in the table on the right. This also means that instead of having to repeat storage of the insurance company information in the spreadsheet for as many patients that have that same insurance, the database only has to store the insurance information one time. In the database, there needs to be a way to connect the two tables. This is done through a relationship. We will discuss relationships later.